Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Should be shortly, and I tell you, things are escalating, and tensions are growing everywhere, and don't know which direction this may lead in, but we'll talk about that a little later on the show. and everything, but I tell you, things are looking mighty grim, you know, and stuff. But we told you all Friday night or Thursday night on this last show how everything was going to play out and stuff, and sure enough, it did just like what we said it would. But not everything is what it seems. I mean, we're getting different kinds of propaganda reports and everything all over the place. And I can tell you, you know, it's looking like, you know, that Russia is doing what they can and stuff to take out Ukraine because of all the corruption that's in there with the deep state and with the you know, with the elites and the New World Order and everything else running in there. So, and we'll get deeper into that a little bit later on the show. But I tell you, it's not looking good, you know, and everything. But if we're going to go to nuclear war, it's possible. You know, it could be a couple of days or whatever. But me and Virgil was talking about that last night. And, man, I tell you, it's not looking good at all. So, anyhow, Russell, if you can hear me, call in. But anyway, I'm sitting here texting you guys, seeing where they're at. But hopefully they'll start calling in here in just a little bit. But right now, also, Facebook is down and everything. It just crashed just a little while ago. So I don't know what's up with that. But if anybody else is having issues, let me know. You can give me a call at 917-889-3890. And everything, let us know how you feel about everything that's going on as well. You know, if you got information, you can call us and let us know and everything and how you, you know, what you're hearing and what you think, you know, and stuff. But and to the folks overseas that are hearing everything too, especially up around the UK, the European, we get a lot of listeners up there and stuff. But I tell you. It's not good. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
All righty. Sorry I'm late calling in. Had a few
things. Oh, that's all right. But it's like I was just saying a while ago, things are looking good, but, you know, you and I talked last night for a while about how all this is going to turn out and everything. I do see nuclear war. I mean, do you see it?
I don't know what to believe anymore with this, Joseph. I mean, there's so many conflicting stories, and you're not going to get the straight truth out of anything with the American media on this. And you know, there's people that believe that Russia's invading, you know, to stop all of the new world order thing, the deep state, this, that, and the other. And there's other ones that believe that Putin wants to revive the old Soviet Union, you know, and it's 50-50 each way.
I was just saying that just before you got on. It's like, all this propaganda and everything that's going on, the misinformation and everything, too, just like you said, it's hard to believe. But I strongly feel, too, because I've seen a lot of evidence pointing in what you said, you know. I think he's basically taking these guys out and, you know, and everything. But
well, it's not what you would call your typical – your typical Soviet invasion. All right. Mm-hmm. In the past, Russian invasions, they didn't care. You got in their way, you were dead. You were dead as fried chicken. And in videos, you see Ukrainian soldiers walking up to them, talking to them. You know what? You know, and it's not. You know, there's just too much. There's just too much I don't know. I guess it's, there's too much kindness going on in this so-called.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us were talking about that too earlier, and it's like, I don't know. It's bizarre. It's very bizarre. You know, I mean, what farmer? I saw a video. This is actually a video I saw of a farmer stealing a tank. You know, and there's, I don't know if you've seen it, but the tank driver ran out of gas, walked up, was going to get some gas, and a farmer hooked up to his tank and took off with it. You don't see that all the time, every day, or even hear about it, you know. But this is actually bizarre, what I'm seeing. And you're all right. I mean, when they come in as agents, you're going to be dead no matter what, you know.
I mean, this is nothing like the Russian invasion of Afghanistan, you know, or the Russian invasion of Crimea, you know. These it's just all too neat, you know. It's just all too neat.
Well, the
I don't know what to think about. I wish Russell was on.
He'll probably call. He told me he was going to call in for a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, April, last night, you know, and she sees what we're seeing, but it's like, why in the hell, and this is what I've been hearing a lot too, why is Sean Penn out there in the UK filming a war documentary a month ahead of time when there is no war going on? He was there since January. That doesn't make sense. And he's still there. Answer that one.
Well, I don't know. I know that the real comedy routine is going to be tomorrow night, the State of the Union. I want to hear this babbling idiot address everybody. I mean, this is going to be a show. This is going to be a show and a half.
Oh, I know. I'm waiting for that too. You know, I've been hearing what he's going to say, and like, he's really going to be saying all this? Wow. you know, he's going to talk about the sanctions, going to talk about the Ukraine joining up with the EU, and then he's going to talk about all this other stuff. And, oh, yeah, did you know this, Virgil? If you happen to be, if there is a nuclear attack going on, Joe Biden says, make sure you social distance and wear your mask inside the bomb shelters. Come on.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I heard Lucretia today reading that shit that they fed us in school whenever they used to have the Cuban Missile Crisis and all of that shit going on.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
You know.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
You know, and the propaganda and everything else.
Yep.
Let me tell you what. Today's nuclear weapons, if you detonated a nuclear weapon, say, and it directly hit Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The majority of... Well, all your coastal area will be gone. The state of Louisiana will be totally irradiated. But when this thing hits, it goes from whatever the temperature is outside to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit in less than a second.
Mm-hmm.
It cremates everything within 50, 60, 70-mile radius.
Not to mention the aftershock of it.
And then you have the heat waves that basically just burn everything to death. Then you have the radioactive fallout, which just cooks you from the inside out.
Right.
So, I mean...
So what good does it be to deal all that?
I don't know. I don't know what...
I don't know, Virgil. I mean, I feel like I have to agree with what some people are saying. I think this could be maybe a false flag in some ways. I mean,
I think he did it to back NATO off. He made that threat to back NATO off. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the only way you're going to find out exactly what's going on is to buy you a plane ticket to Poland and sneak across the border and see for yourself. I mean, that's the only way we're going to find out the truth of what's going on.
Or have somebody from over there, because we did get, like I said before you came on, we get listeners from Ukraine. You know, we get them from all over. So anybody out there,
I wish they would call in. I wish they would call in and give us some intelligence on this, set us straight on what's going on here.
Exactly. 917-889-3890. But, you know, it's, and even some of these politicians, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you came bad. But, you know, it's like, come on, you guys, just take a look back. Let's see what's really going on, because the whole thing stinks, every bit of it, you know, and stuff. But, yeah, the Second Amendment argument, that's over and done with now, because you see everybody in Ukraine taking up arms, you know. That's been blasted all over television, you know. But... besides that,
well, I was notified yesterday, and I told Russell this. A friend of mine with Black Diamond body armor, he put in his bid for 4,000 body armor rigs to go to Poland to be smuggled into Ukraine. There is a person, a multi-billionaire, from what I understand, has purchased 70 million rounds of ammunition to be shipped to Ukraine from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Polish multi-billionaire. The Russians are having some severe logistical problems maneuvering through these towns, because, you know, this is not a desert, and they're moving through these rural locations where people can hide behind trees and buildings with those javelin missiles that Trump sent them, and they're kind of taking out those armored vehicles, and this is making the Soviet generals look bad.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of TikTok videos on those, and I'm like, wow. You know what you were just describing, and it's like unbelievable, you know. But a lot of kids, people need to understand. They need to watch out. You know, watching some of these old video clips, and I've noticed there were some video clips that have been shown. Oh, this is UK, and it's not. This is video clips from like 3 or 4 years ago, from Pakistan or something. You know. And everything too, but I don't know. Either Putin's military is weak, or they just don't give a shit. We were talking about our military being weak, but I don't know. You got a bunch of citizens up there in Ukraine holding these guys off.
Well, you're talking about
off.
You're talking about a different culture of people. You're talking about people who have relatives and, you know, who have people still alive, you know, relatives that fought in the First World War, you know, descendants of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people of the, you know, the breakup of Yugoslavia, you know, that,
uh-huh.
that went to Ukraine and all of this. And, you know,
uh-huh.
you have survivors of World War II of the Nazis' atrocities there.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you have a people here that, and then they stayed oppressed under the Soviet Union. They stayed oppressed
uh-huh.
under the Soviet Union for years and years and years. So, I mean, you have a very different culture of people there in the Ukraine than you do in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pretty much did not let their country become pussified. We allowed the United States and the youth, which every day is Christmas to them, or every day should be Christmas, you know, we allowed the pussification of America.
Yep.
You know, we raised a generation of, hey, you know, even though you punched me in the face, you know, I'm not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just talk, you know, not fight.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to fight.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna kill a bunch of earthworms or some enzymes on an anthill somewhere or something.
Or plug up a cow's fart.
yeah, you know, you're gonna cause more global warming or whatever. I mean, it's just.
Right.
I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the prime example of what's going on
mm-hmm.
in America today. She is the prime example.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb as a bucket of rocks.
Right, but you know, I don't know, man. I mean, this whole thing is bizarre. And, you know, maybe Putin is going after him, and maybe he's playing cat and mouse with him. Who knows? But I just want to know what the fuck the real deal is. I really do.
I don't know. I'm going to remain neutral until I find out exactly. And if George Soros is taking the side of the Ukraine, like your Twitter post, well, then that says
mm-hmm.
it all right there.
That well, says that's just,
right
not
there.
Just on Twitter. That was on, ABC News wrote an article about that, too, that he's funding them with $180 million.
You know. Well, that says it all
yeah.
right there.
Yep.
That is not in their favor, in my book.
No.
That is not in their favor.
Well, that's like you said many times, too. Ukraine is the cesspool where all the drug money comes from, like you said.
Oh, yeah. It's a money laundering place. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
it's the new Cayman Islands. And what the
mm-hmm.
Cayman Islands was to the Medellin drug cartel in Panama, you know, now
mm-hmm.
it's the Ukraine. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
nobody cared about the Ukraine. They were off the radar until, you know, the Clinton
now.
And Joe Biden
mm-hmm.
and till Trump got in the mix. And
mm-hmm.
I'm steadily believing that this Ukraine business is what did him in.
Right. Well, you know it is. I mean, we've talked about that many times, but for Putin to actually go in, and my thinking on this is just my opinion, everybody, is that the reason Putin went in, yeah, he was back in the corner and everything, but he was going after him because, you know, the NWO and all them threatened him because he wouldn't join them.
I think this is what it's about too. This stuff is so deep, nobody knows. We don't even know how deep it is. You know? I agree with you. I think they're going to try to assassinate him before it's over with.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. You know, what the deal is. You've got all of these videos being posted. Oh, this is Ukraine, this is Ukraine. And it's coming off of a video game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Yeah.
And I would like to say this, you know, Lucretia, stop panicking whenever you see a train load of military equipment coming through town or whatever. A lot of that equipment's being phased out. It's going up for auction. The trucks, the Hummers are being phased out. And the tanks and the other track vehicles, they're going back to the factory where they come from, and they're going to be disassembled and remanned. So,
are you talking about that Telco Georgia video they were showing?
Yeah. I mean, you have to realize that desert sand does a lot of damage to a track vehicle in a very short time. Mm-hmm. These are high maintenance vehicles.
Yep. But we see them all the time up here. That's like, you know, we don't say anything because we know where they're going over here. It's like you said, they're probably going to get repairs, or they're shooting a movie out here. You know, so. But anyway. Oh, I don't know, brother. I don't know. This whole situation is so bizarre. And coming close to the election time, too, I know you and I talked about it, but I'm sorry, Karen Bodini. I know you're listening to the show and everything, but I think you ought to get ready. I do not see an election, Virgil. I really don't. Not my favorite.
I don't know. I got to.
I'm up in the air about this.
I'm up in the air about this. All the way confusing, you know. You can't get any accurate reports.
No, we can't get any accurate reports. No, that's right. Well, you know, we know that we are being deceived. I mean, the media has been deceiving us for years. What makes you think you're not deceiving us now? You know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. There's too many red flags. I mean, the only news media that's being allowed in is CNN. So you know you can't go by what they are saying.
Exactly. Sometimes I'll catch the Spanish news, you know, the Spanish station news and everything, but, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know, man. I wonder if Russell fell asleep. He told me he was going to call in for a little bit, but.
Well, also now I'm looking at a report this Ukrainian boxer, he's given an interview on Al Jazeera.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just... I mean, it's too many red flags for me.
You got that model... that Miss Universe that they're interviewing with a soft air gun. You know. I don't know about you, but I spotted that right away. Tell me that's not a soft air gun that she's holding.
Well, I didn't see it.
I'll send you the photo. That looks like a soft air gun to me. You know everything. But you know, like I said, why is Sean Penn out there filming a war documentary when there wasn't even a war? He's been out there since January. And how the hell did he know?
I don't know. I have, like I said, I don't know. You know.
I don't know. Maybe we're being played again, brother. The mask didn't work. The vaccine scare didn't work. So now they're going to be doing this to us, you know.
I just, you know, it just, I don't know what to make of it, think of it. But we're just going to have to watch and see.
All right. But I don't know. Unlike you, I've just been sitting back since this whole thing started, monitoring and watching and, you know, and stuff. And everybody else is freaking out. Oh, my God, we're going to be in WW3. We're going to have nuclear war. You know, but again, we might. Who knows? It's possible. But the Syria gets in there with Russia, it helps Russia out and everything. That might be possible. What do you think?
Like I said, Joseph, I don't know. I can't offer an opinion now one way or the other. It's just too many. Things aren't adding up with all this. Things are not adding up with this, and it is. It's just insane. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Who to blame? Who to bless?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, if they wanted to cause a state of confusion, they did it very successfully.
Yeah. Well, my outlook on this, too, is that I'm just wondering when the Antichrist is going to jump out and say, surprise, here I am.
Well,
I wonder if that's going to be
with all this shit going on. The Antichrist might be saying, "Fuck it, I don't want no part of this shit either." Y'all done fucked this shit up too bad for me.
Right. So, well, you know, the aliens up there in outer space are laughing at us.
Oh yeah.
But then, yeah, you got to wonder what they're thinking. Probably go to stupid humans. But anyhow, I don't know, man. It's just, somebody should call in and make some sense.
I don't know. It's too mind-boggling for me, and I don't have enough information to offer praise or criticism to either side.
Mm-hmm.
As to what's going on. If Vladimir is wanting to reestablish the old Soviet Union, okay, like they're claiming he wants to do. Okay, Ukraine, give them everything you got, throw everything at them but the kitchen sink. But if Russia is going in to dismantle this money laundering, international money laundering network that they clearly have down there, and he's trying to dig a death blow to the deep state and military industrial complex and New World Order. Well, go Vladimir, roll in, roll them like they stole them. You know,
That's the only thing
I can say.
Right. Well, I could say honestly, but for the first time in 10 years we've done this show, we're stumped.
Well, we just don't have any information. We just don't have any. We can't take one side or the other until we get some facts in. I mean, we don't want to. We don't want to be like these other people, these other shows and stuff, and go off half cocked and not have all the facts in.
Biden's
not gonna give us any facts tomorrow night. You know, he's probably gonna announce that he's appropriated another $5 billion to hand out crack pipes.
Right. Oh, and by the way, you gotta wear your mask or stay 6 feet apart while you're in a bomb shelter.
Yeah.
I can't believe he said that. I mean, I heard that today, and I was like, "Oh my God!"
I'm not surprised at anything that retard says anymore.
Right.
I'm not surprised at anything he says.
Let's go this route. What do you think about China and Taiwan? I'm going to keep a close watch on that.
Now,
do you think things are going to escalate with them?
Well, you see, that's another thing, okay? Biden isn't touching on that. He's not touching.
Mm-hmm.
He's not offering any condemnation or any, you know, saying, hey, China, you know, we got enough shit going on. Stop pouring gas on the fire. You know, you don't hear any of that. So that's a red flag right there.
Well, he is giving away secret information to China.
That's been going on. I mean, Dianne Feinstein did it, and Pretty Boy Swindle did it. You know, that's nothing new. That's nothing new that they've been selling secrets to China for the longest. You know, that's old news. But he's not uttered a word about China's aggression toward Taiwan, and that sends up a red flag too. Sending Kamala Harris to talk to NATO. All right, that's like sending me to MIT to teach quantum physics, okay?
Right.
The only thing Kamala Harris knows of any military nature, that if we still had the battleships in service for the U.S. Navy, she could show them how to suck start one of the son of a bitches.
Yep.
That's the only thing capable of. Putting her mouth over the exhaust pipe and suck starting that son of a bitch.
I had an idea, but I don't want to be a bad influence on our listeners. Put some knee pads and some Jergens hand lotion for her.
I mean, this thing here is just you. I mean, I would like to watch her. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I hate this climate. I'd like to see her and AOC in a competition doing a fifth grade level crossword puzzle, and see who would come out ahead on that. I mean, they just about run neck and neck.
All right. Well, you could add Joe Biden just in there, but he might not. He probably fell it.
I have no idea. I have no idea what this man's, how this man is able to function.
Right.
Joseph, take that microphone away from your mouth a little bit.
Oh, that's my, hold on. There it goes. I have his head too close to my fan. Go ahead.
Okay. But, I don't know how this man, I'd like to get a count of the brain cells he still has alive. I mean, it just, just some of the things he does and some of the things he says. And they talked about Trump. They talked about how Trump used to pop off at the mouth. Well, at least Trump made some kind of sense. At least he was, you know, legible conversation.
Well, you know, I've been watching, and even the Democrat Party is actually now wondering if he's even suitable, you know. And it's like, why did it take this long for you guys to figure that out? You know?
Well, the Democrats who have a little bit of sense are basically staying out of the picture. They've gone in their basements now. You know.
Yeah.
They
of course they got elections coming up.
You know, we don't know this. We didn't have nothing to do with this. You know.
Right. Meanwhile, while this was going on, though, he was in Delaware hiding, you know. Didn't hear a peep out of him until he surfaced up. But it's like, I'm like, you got a question. What the fuck, man? Is all this the real deal, or are we being fucked with, or they play with our heads, or what?
Well, if we're in anything like the Matrix, boy, this program is fucked up. They need to shut it off and reboot it.
Right, right. Oh, we're in the Twilight Zone going backwards.
We got a serious...
Uh-oh. Lost Virgil. Hopefully he'll call back here in a little bit. But, yeah, anybody wants, call in 917-889-3890 is the call-in number. But Virgil makes a valid point. I don't know. If we're in the Matrix or we're in the Twilight Zone or is this Jumanji... Maybe we're past Jumanji. Who knows?
I have no idea. Sorry about that. I'm at a truck stop, and sometimes these guys with these big linears on their CB radios or key day radios, and they'll knock my headset and my phone out.
But like I was saying, hey, we could be in the final stage of Jumanji.
Yeah. Something.
You know, but we got just a little bit of time left anyway and stuff, but I don't know, man. I mean, all my years that we've done this show, I'm mind boggled.
I mean this is like hanging on to the ass end of the Titanic, you know. I mean, you watch it it sink down and get closer. And you don't know what the hell's going to happen to you.
Right. Well, you know, the best thing we can do, you know, just keep monitoring, and everybody needs to just be alert, I mean, for whatever is going to come. April Fool's is coming up.
If anyone in Poland, Germany, Ukraine,
Russia. We get Russia
They've completely. I think they've completely cut off international calls in Russia now.
Probably.
I know they've Twitter and Facebook has banned any posts from Russia, and they've shut Twitter now in Russia, from what I've what I've heard.
But so, there's still ISIS and other terrorists on there.
I mean, Italy, Germany, France, you know, any of the Yugoslavian states, you know, I mean, call, you know, you're listening to the show, call in. Give us some intelligence. Let us know what's going
exactly
on over there. Because we cannot trust the American media. We cannot trust the American media, the Canadian media, the Australian media, the BBC. You know, we you know, and we damn sure ain't going to trust Al Jazeera.
Right. So, yeah,
so,
just call, we'll be back on tomorrow. And if you want to call in, the number is 917-889-3890. And I don't know, maybe I can get one of my friends out here to go out and reach somebody, you know, from Poland or UK or somebody, you know, and maybe we could do it like that, Russell, you know. Facebook's down, by the way. It crashed. But I don't know. This is laughable, but.
They say they got Ukrainian refugees pouring across the border into Poland. Okay. If you know one of these refugees, if one of these refugees is listening to the show, if you're on your computer listening to the show, whatever, call in, give us some facts, give us some knowledge about what's going on. Because we don't know shit. They're not telling us
right.
shit.
Right. But it's 917-889-3890. And, you know, or you can email me, WilliamBernard05@gmail.com. You can email me, too, that way to get in contact. But I don't know, brother. I don't know. But... I guess we could close the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Joseph, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm fixing up to get on the road and head back
all
home.
All right. All right. I was hoping to get a convoy update from Jonathan, but he's awful busy. Maybe we can get one tomorrow. And there's, I know they're basically up in D.C. now and everything, but maybe we can get an update with him. But I don't know. I guess I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, know? We'll see. See if somebody calls in, let us know what's going on. And
right,
get rid
right.
of
and we'll be on here tomorrow. Right. Sorry to laugh, but to us, this is kind of funny because we don't know what the hell is going on.
Yep.
You know? So, but anyhow, but... All right, brother. Well, you be careful out there and keep in touch with me and everything. And stuff.
I
and
sure
go ahead
will.
And close the show. And everybody else,
okay.
You all be careful out there. And if anybody hears anything, call us or contact us on Messenger or Facebook, you know, and everything. But anyhow, we'll go ahead and see you all tomorrow. Have a good night. Hopefully
good
we
night,
don't
Jesse,
green
wherever
tomorrow.
You are. All right. We're out.
Of man, or whatever that means. into a crisis.